وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class from the book of Al-Adab al-Mufrad للإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى, chapter 358. قال الإمام محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله في كتابه الأدب المفرد, باب 58 بعد 300, باب أبغض الأسماء إلى الله عز وجل. قال رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا أبو اليمان قال حدثنا شعيب بن أبي حمزة قال حدثنا أبو الزناد عن الأعرج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أخنى الأسماء عند الله رجل تسمى ملك الأملاك. أخنى الأسماء أي أقبح وأفشح الأسماء. أخنى الأسماء عند الله رجل تسمى ملك الأملاك. هذا الحديث صحيح, وأخرجه المؤلف أيضا في كتابه الصحيح صحيح المسند المشهور بصحيح البخاري في كتاب الأدب, باب أبغض الأسماء إلى الله, أخرجه الإمام مسلم في كتابه الصحيح بكتاب الآداب. This chapter 358, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala said the name that Allah the Mighty and Exalted hates the most. The name that Allah the Mighty and Exalted hates the most. This is after the last chapter, which was the most beloved names to Allah Azza wa Jal. The names that Allah, the Mighty and Exalted, loves the most, which is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And there, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned also to have the names of the Prophets. Tasammu bi asma'il anbiya, to have the names of the Prophets. And in this chapter, the most names that Allah hates, the names that Allah hates the most. From Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the name that Allah hates the most is that a man be called the King of Kings. The King of Kings. This is the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the most, to be called someone the kings, the King of Kings. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the King of Kings, Azza wa Jal. This is the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the most. الباب الذي بعده, قال رحمه الله: باب من دعا آخر بتصغير اسمه. باب من دعا آخر بتصغير اسمه. قال رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا موسى قال حدثنا القاسم بن الفضل عن سعيد بن المهلب مهلب عن طلق بن حبيب قال: كنت أشد الناس تكذيبا بالشفاعة، فسألت جابرا فقال: يا طليق، سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يخرجون من النار بعد دخول، ونحن نقرأ الذي تقرأ. يا طليق، سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يخرجون من النار بعد دخول، ونحن نقرأ الذي تقرأ. قال إمام الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله بتعليقي على هذا: هذا اختصار لعله من المؤلف، فاستدركته من المسند من هذا الطريق بلفظ: حتى لقيت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما، فقرأت عليه كل آية ذكرها الله عز وجل فيها خلود أهل النار، فقال: يا طلق، أتراك أقرأ لكتاب الله عز وجل مني وأعلم بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فأنصت له، فقلت فأنصت فأنصت له فقلت: لا والله، بل أنت أقرأ لكتاب الله وأعلم بسنته صلى الله عليه وسلم مني. قال: فإن الذي قرأت أهلها هم المشركون، ولكن قوم أصابوا ذنوبا فعذبوا بها ثم أخرجوا صمتا، وأهوى بيديه إلى أذنيه: إن لم أكن سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول، فذكر الحديث. وقوله بعد دون قوله بعد دخول. ورواه ابن حبان من طريق ابن عيينة: سمعت عمرو بن دينار، سمعت جابرا به نحوه، وفيه فقال الرجل: إن الله يقول: يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها. فقال جابر: إنكم تجعلون الخاص عاما، هذه للكفار، اقرأوا ما قبلها. ثم تلا: إن الذين كفروا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم، ولهم عذاب أليم، يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم. طيب، قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: This is chapter 359. One who calls another person using the tasghir, the diminutive form of his name. Tasghir is a way that the Arabic names can be shortened, can be dominated, diminutive form. For instance, Talq, Tulayq. For instance, Uthman, Uthaymeen. Salman, Sulaiman. يعني وهكذا: عبد، عبيد، عبيد. To make the name تصغير, to make it smaller. And sometimes it is said to make in reality the person is smaller too. as Wallahu A'lam can be understood, this narration, that one of the people misplaced the meaning of verses. And he had the ideology of the Khawarij. So the Sahabi Jabir, he called him, he said, Ya Tulayq. His name is Talq. He make Tasqir. What do you call Tasqir in English? Yes. For instance, Abd Ubaid. Shorten. In Arabic, it may mean different meaning. One of it is to minimize the person's status. Yani, Wallahu A'lam. It's like as it is in here. So, one who calls another person using the tasghir, diminutive form of his name. Talq bin Habib said, I was the most Naam. Vehement, Jazakallah khair, of people in denying intercession. He was from those who deny the intercession. He doesn't believe intercession. Means that some Muslims will enter Jannah, astaghfirullah, will enter hellfire, and then because of intercession, they will be out of it. He did believe that whoever enter hellfire never be out of it. And based on that, who commit a major sin, the sin which leads to hellfire. He commit the sin which leads to hellfire. And he didn't make tawbah until he die, then he will enter hellfire. They believe. And if he enter hellfire, he will not be out of it. And since he is not going to be out of it, he is a kafir. Therefore, the one who commit a major sin, like drinking alcohol, lying, stealing, and the like, he's a kafir. So he was from those who reject the most the intercession. هذه عقيدة الخوارج والمعتزلة ومن نحى نحوهم الباطل. So he said he was from the most people who deny the intercession. So he questioned Jabir. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. He asked one of the people of knowledge. He asked the Sahabi. Allah wanted good for him. He has a question. He asked the people of knowledge. He doesn't gossip. He doesn't ask the young. He asked the elderly, the people of knowledge. Trustworthy. That's why he benefited. He asked Jabir, the Sahabi of the Prophet. And he said, Jabir answered to him, Tulayq, O Tulayq. His name is what? Talq. His name is Talq. But now he make tasghir. The Sahabi make tasghir. Ya Tulayq. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allahu Akbar. This is the knowledge. The knowledge of the alim is the messenger sallam said. Allah Azza wa Jalla said. This is the proof. The Jabir said, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, they will come out of the fire after entering it. And we recite the same book you recite. The Jabir said to the Talq, Ya Tulayq, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he gave them the rule first. Yani, they will be out of hellfire because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, they will come out of the fire after entering it. So it's not what you claim, that there is no shafa'ah, no intercession, whoever enter hellfire never be out of it. That's not right. Because I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, they will come out of the fire after internet. As for the verses you reciting, O Tulayk, would you use as a proof that there's no intercession? You using as a proof the one who committed major sin is a kafir? He said, we recite too. We recite the same book you're reciting, the same verse you're reciting, we recite too. We are aware of these ayat, and we accept it, and we know it. But, which means you're misusing it. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, he mentioned this noble benefit. He said, هذا اختصار, which means here, Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he summarized or he shortened, he didn't mention whole يعني narration. He just, rahimahullah, mentioned some of it. Because his point here in this chapter is to that a name can be shortened. And he brought that part, Ya Tulayq. The Sahabi said to Talq, Ya Tulayq. And Bukhari, he mentioned what relate to that. But this is what happened between the Sahabi Jabir and Tulayq or Talq bin Habib. Yani is longer and there's a benefit. Let me listen. This is extremely important. We wish if the Daesh, Wallahi, and Al-Qaeda, the Khawarij, Shabab, and the like, Wallahi, if they were here, maybe some of them would have benefit. Because they don't hear the people of knowledge. They were here. من هذا الطريق باللفظ حتى لقيت جابر بن عبد الله. طلق says, until he met with جابر بن عبد الله. فقرأت عليه كل آية ذكرها الله عز وجل فيها خلود أهلنا. So this man, Talq bin Habib, had this issue of denying the intercession, of believing the one who committed major sin, and because of that inter-hell fire, would never be out of it. So he said he met with Jabir. فَقَرَعْتُ عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ آيَةٍ ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِيهَا خُلُودَ أَهْلِنَا. So I recite to Jabir, he said, every verse in which Allah mentioned that people will be in hell, people will be, those who enter hellfire will never be out of it. He recited all verses about those, يعني, about that topic. Talq, who, alhamdulillah, from the great scholars. Alhamdulillah. After that, but that time he had this ideology. Subhanallah. Faqala. Then Jabir ibn Abdullah ibn Haram said, Ya Talq, in this narration there is no tasghir. He said, Ya Talq, Talq, O Talq, Ataraka Aqra'a li kitabillahi minni. Do you think that you recite the book of Allah better than me? Yani you know the Quran better than me? Lianna Aqra, yani A'lam. That's what some of the ulama said. So the Sahabi, he asked the Tabi'i, do you think that you recite the Quran, you know the Quran better than me? وَأَعْلَمَ بِسُنَّتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنِّي. Do you also consider yourself? Do you think you know the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم better than me? That's what you think? This is a good question. You're reciting this verse to me. Okay. Don't you know that I recite Quran better than you? I know it better than you. Allah revealed the Quran while we were there. We know the Prophet ﷺ better than you, his way. Don't you think that? You know you. فَأَنْصَتُ لَوْ, he said. I remained silent, I quiet. فَقُلْتُ, and I said, فَقُلْتُ, I said, لَا وَاللَّهِ, No, by Allah, بل أنت أقرأ لكتاب الله وأعلم بسنته مني. يعني يا طلقة، تراك أقرأ لكتاب الله مني وأعلم بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's the narration. Oh, طلقة, do you think you recite and you know the book of Allah better than me and you know the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم better than me? He said, I kept silent. And he said, no, wallah. يعني I don't know the Quran and the Sunnah better than you. بل rather أنت أقرأ لكتاب الله وأعلم بسنته صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rather you know the book of Allah, you recite the book of Allah better, and you know the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم better. قال فإن الذي قرأت أهلها هم المشركون. Those you recite, the verses you recite are about are the kuffar. They are the mushrikun. Those verses in which Allah mentioned those who enter hellfire will never be out of it. They are not the Muslims. They are not someone who is upon Tawheed Islam, but he committed a major sin. Believing he is wrong. Believing he is disobedient. It's not that one. Are those who don't believe the deen of Allah. وَلَكِنْ قَوْمٌ أَصَابُوا ذُنُوبًا فَعُذِّبُوا بِهَا ثُمَّ أُخْرِجُوا. But they are a people who commit a sin. And they were punished for that. And then they were made out of the hellfire. ثُمَّ تَا وَأَهْوَى بِيَدَيْهِ إِلَىٰ أُذُنَيْهِ. Then he said, Mala make death. And he put his fingers, his ears on his fingers on his ears. The Sahabi who did this. He said, may Allah make death. Never hear anything after now. Why? إِن لَمْ أَكُنْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. If I didn't hear the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that. If I didn't hear what I told you from the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, may Allah punish me for taking my mother hearing. To emphasize more. You remember Allah al-Kareem Subhana wa huwa astaqul qailin. And sometimes he swears Subhana wa ta'ala. Like wa shamsi wa duhaha wa al-qamar idha talaha. Wa al-fajr. Wa al-asr. Wa ma ila dhalik. And Prophet ﷺ used to swear. نعم صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. Prophet ﷺ swear 3 times. By Allah he doesn't believe. By Allah he doesn't believe. By Allah he doesn't believe. The one who is a neighbor is not secure from his harm. So everyone who is swear, يعني they swear people that someone makes they swear for reasons. One of it is to emphasize. Sahabi, he said, he make dua against himself. If he is not telling the truth, to convince more this person who is affected with this ideology. He said, these verses you recite, we also recite it. But these verses are about the kuffar. Are not about the Muslims who committed a sin and they are punished for that and they will be out of it. Also in Ibn Hibban from another chain, there is more clarification. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. Talq bin Habib said to the Sahabi Jabir, means there's no intercession. Why? Because Allah said, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. They want to be out of the hellfire and they will not be out of it. He recited the verse, this verse. فَقَالَ جَابِرُ. Jabir said, إِنَّكُمْ تَجْعَلُونَ الْخَاصَ عَامًا. هذه للكفار. You and your people, you're making Al-Khas Aman. You're making the verses about a specific group general. These verses are about the Kufar. But you and your group are making general. Or you making it general. Many are about the Kufar, but you making it to everybody, including even the Muslims. So you're misplacing the Quran. Then he mentioned the proof. He said, "Iqra ma qablaha." He said, recite before this verse. Don't just take a part of the verse or one verse and you leave in the verses related to that verse, connected to it. What is that? ثُمَّ تَلَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. سبحان الله. The verse before that, before the verse that Talq mentioned, the verse relating to it is on the same topic. Is that Allah, the one Allah said in it, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, the kuffar, the unbelievers, if they would have everything on the earth, if they would have the earth and everything in it, and the like of it, to ransom themselves in the day of judgment from the punishment, will not be accepted from. And they will have severe punishment. Torment. They want to be out of the hellfire and they will not be out of it. You see how these verses go together? Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, if they would have the earth and the like of it to ransom themselves, to free themselves, and instead to give the earth and everything in it to be saved from hellfire, مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ, it will not be accepted from. And they will have severe punishment. They want to be out of hellfire, they will not be out of it. You see that? So the Sahabi said, recite the ayah before that. Now do you understand, Ikhwan? This is a 100% what IS and Daesh and Shabab and Boko Haram and the like of those groups are doing. It. Subhanallah, they come to a verses and they pick up the endings or the middle or the beginning and remain silent at the rest of the verse. Or the rest of the verse relate to that. For instance, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Those who don't judge by what Allah revealed, they are kufar. This is a verse. There are verses connected to it. All history. Including, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُمْ بِمَا عَزَّلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The same form. But the rule is different. Some of them kafirun, some of them ظالمون, some of them فاسقون. They leave the فاسقون, the ظالمون. Knowing it doesn't almost every time mean leaving Islam. They leave this. And they pick up kafirun. These three verses, one after another, each one ends, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا عَزَّلَ اللَّهُ. One, فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Another one, فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Another one, فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They always pick up whether the one, كَافِرُونَ. Why? Because their goal, they want to make takfir. You understand? All these verses relate to what? The same verses before it about the Jewish who said to one another, go to Muhammad عليه السلام, they mean the Prophet عليه السلام, to judge between you. If what he judges is what you want, accept it from him. If what he judges is not what you want, reject it. Say, they say, إِنْ أُوتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ فَاحْذَرُوا. Allah said, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ فَلَمْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ سَمَّاعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ أَكَّالُونَ لِلسُّحْتِ. And then Allah counted some of the evil actions of those Jewish who dealing with the Messenger of Islam this way. If you are given and he judge you this way, take it from him. If he judge you other way, don't accept it from him. Is this is iman? La. So these are those whom Allah is talking about. The verses are in context. Imagine someone who says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ woe, and punishment, and fire, and punishment for those who pray. And then he remains quiet, he goes on his way. This is accepted. لَا يَا أَخِي, complete the verse. الَّذِينَ مَعَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, are those who neglected the salah. It's not everyone who pray. Woe to him. La. Subhanallah. There are other verses. Allah prays those who pray. Rather, it is the Islam. So, this is, يعني, this is the way the Khawarij they act. But the ignorant person, the layman, the common people, they don't know that. Because this person, he recites either whole verse, as in this case, يُرِدُونَ أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. But the verse is connected to the one before it. Description of those whom the verse is about, talk about. Those who disbelieve, this is what they want. Including to ransom themselves with whatever they can, if they could. And to free them to be out of hellfire. And they will not be out of it. وهذا ما عليه كل من استدل آية أو حديثا أو كلاما حقا يريد به باطلا. And this is the way, this is the way, this is the methodology of everyone who use a verse or hadith or sound speech for falsehood. He taking a part and he leaving a part. يتبع المتشابه. Therefore, Sahabi Jalil Ali, when he was debating these people, Khawarij, and they say, وَمَا إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, he said, كَلِمَةُ حَقٍّ أُرِيدَ بِهَا باطل. This is حق. The حكم, the rule is for Allah. It's حق. Why? Because Allah is the owner of the creation. He's the one who created us. He's the one who provided us. He has the one who has right to rule us. No one else has that right. No one else. It's Haqqullah. Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. Indeed, the creation and the command is for Allah alone. تقديم المعمول لإفادة الحصر يعني الصبر. So, ala lahu al-khalq, the creation is for Allah. Also, wal-amr, the command, this is lawful. This is unlawful. This can be killed. This cannot be killed. This can be punished. This cannot be punished. This one is right. This one is wrong. It's for Allah. هذا حق. ولكن أريد بها باطل. The one who's saying that from those people wants باطل, falsehood. He wants to use it to kill Ali, رضي الله تعالى, to kill the believers. You see that? So the one who doesn't know, two people they lost in this issue. When they hear the Khawarij and those who follow them saying, reciting the verses of Allah, the rule is for Allah, and they saw what they're doing of corruption, they left the rule of Allah, thinking that that's what the rule of Allah is, what Khawarij are calling people to. So they left the Sharia. They run from them. No, no, no. We don't want that. Thinking that what these people are claiming is right. Another group, they trusted them because they're reciting verses of Allah. MashaAllah, look, the capital punishment they do it. Look, the hijab in their area. Look how they pray. Look how they recite Quran. This is all true. But what is the other side? There is other corruption. There is corruption they commit in it. Don't be deceived with this salah. It's true. Rasulullah mentioned they pray, they fast, they call people to the book of Allah. But why are you leaving what Rasulullah said about them? Of corruption. So some people, they left the Sharia They say, we don't want a Sharia. Why? Because Sharia caused such and such. They mentioned the actions of Khawarij, which the Sharia is free from it. They fell into fitna. They reject the rule of Allah. Another group, they deceive with the statement, the good, يحسنون القال ويسيئون الفعال. In authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the Khawarij, they have good words. The words, the statements are good. نسأل الله العفو والعافية. نعوذ بالله من الضلال. Their statement is good, mashallah. ويسيئون الفعال. But the action is evil, it's corruption. How many people saying good things, mashallah. But the action, the outcome is corruption. من ثمارهم تعرفونهم. يعني the action is corruption. They say here, for instance, these people, they say, when Islam support, when Islam be strong, yes, kalimatullah hiya al-ulya. Is this really true, what's on the earth? What's out of them? La. La hawla wa la quwwata illa. It's the opposite. Muslim country, alhamdulillah, yes, there's weakness in the ruler. Not only the ruler, but also the society. Have you ever seen a country, the ruler is the only one who does something wrong? The rest, mashallah, awliyaullah, yani, mashallah, no one is drinking alcohol, no one is listening haram, no one is oppressing, no one is cheating in business, no one is leaving salah. Everybody and the leader is the only one who disobey Allah. That's not right. كما تكون يولى عليكم وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. The corrupt leader is from the corrupt society. There should be among the society someone who are good, who are bad too. So, anyway, they found weakness in the society, weakness in the leader. Those people, they say, in al-hukmu ila lillah, we have to remove them. Sharia has to establish, this has to be done. The kalima, the word of Allah should be up. Good word, it's haq. But look what they did. They overthrow that leader. They make the women, the children go against him, hate him, publicize his weakness, soldiers fight him. What's come out? People cannot pray, they cannot fast, they cannot make hajj. Women are raped, children are killed. Corruption. Did they make the word of Allah raised? No Friday lecture. No salawat. Finished. Masajids. Many masajids are closed. Thousands of masajids there sometimes. Are closed. Naam, it's not even one land, it's not one country, it's not one time. Sheikh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, وَالْعَلُوا لَا تُوجَدْ طَائِفَةً خَرَجَعَتْ عَلَىٰ إِمَامِهِمْ إِلَّا تَوَلَّدَ إلى آخر كلامه رحمه الله. يعني, there's no group who went against revolt, who went against their leader. What came out of evil is way more than what they achieve of good. So, this is what they say, يُحْسِنُونَ الْقِيلِ وَيُسِئُونَ الْفِعَالِ. يعني شيخ فوزان حفظه الله, from the things he says to the people, he said, look their action, what's the outcome? If what outcome is sunnah, is religion of Allah, is haqq being spread, is the Muslims benefiting, alhamdulillah. If what comes is innovation, is deviation, is fitna between people, he said, that's what it is. What is close to that meaning? So this is very important, and وهذا هو منهج السلف, جمع الآيات الأدلة في الباب الواحد. الباب الواحد وأخذها كلها. This is the way of the Salaf al-Salih. In every issue, they gather the proofs from Quran and Sunnah relating to that topic, to that مسألة, matter, and they understand it collectively. Not they take a part of a verse or some of the verses. So one hadith, and they leave the rest. Is this understandable? This is big knowledge. هذا الذي كان عليه السحابي الجليل جابر. And this is how wisdom, he talked to him from beginning. He said, do you think, do you consider yourself knowing the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet more than me? He said, no, because he knows. Those khawarij al-an, داعش. Do you have one of them more knowledgeable than Sheikh Fawzan? Sheikh Rabi'i? Subhanallah. And the ulama, you don't have them. Ignorance. They will not even know. Most of them are soldiers. More of them are young. The elder of them is businessman or a head of tribe who has a political problem, worldly interest with the leader, and something like that. You don't have the one scholar. One scholar you don't have. How can they know the deen of Allah better than the ulama, the people of knowledge, who were known before these people, they existed? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So this is something to take them back to think. And this is the same, subhanallah, argument that Ibn Abbas used against the Khawarij he debated with. What he said, أتيتكم من عند أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهم أعلم بكتاب الله منكم بتأويله منكم وهم أعلم بتأويل كتاب الله منكم وعليهم نزل وليس فيكم منكم أحد وليس فيكم منهم أحد. Ibn Abbas said to those Khawarij, in authentic narration they were 6,000. Some narration is 24, but the authentic one is 6,000. Those who separate themselves from the Muslimin, led by Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Ibn Abbas, he went, he debated with them. Very beneficial debate. Ilm, knowledge. From the things he started with, he said, I came to you from the companion of the Messenger sallam. Ibn Ammi and his cousin, Na'am, who married his daughter, and the Quran was revealed on them. And they know it, the meaning, they know the meaning of the Quran better than you. And you have none among you, none of them. No companion is with you. They are those whom Allah revealed the Quran while they were there. Therefore, they know the Quran better than you. And you don't have even one of them among you. Why do you have problem with them? Subhanallah. That would have been enough to understand. We have no one Sahabi. Khawarij, you should have asked it. We don't have one alim. Even one single scholar, we don't have it. From all over the world. All of us are youth and businessman and a soldier and a doctor. How Akbar. And Ayman al-Dawahir, he is a doctor. Surgery doctor. The head of Al-Qaeda. No, right or wrong. The one before Bin Laden, businessman. He was a businessman. The like, soldiers. Allah A'lam, the one who claimed now Khilafah, what was he? I didn't read much about him. But it's not known. Where was he before he claimed to be a Muslim Khalifa? Where was he? Where are the books he wrote down? We benefit from it. We like it. MashaAllah, because Tawheed, because of Ilm, because of Aina. Where is this? Nothing. So they should ask themselves, there is no alim with us. Especially this matter, not only one alim, a lot of ulama who can lead the ummah. You want a khilafah for them. Teach them. Because they involve in a lot of issues, capital punishment, big policy issues. Something affecting all Muslims wherever they are. They need the right people who can take this responsibility. Sheikh Al-Alban, rahimahullah, alim wise, when the Ikhwan Muslimin in Al-Jazair, Algeria, back 90s, they said they want to revolt, they want to overthrow the government. He asked them, do you have enough ulama, scholars who teach people? How many followers do you have? They said, millions. He said, do you have ulama enough to teach those millions? They say no. He said, why are you there? First, find out the ulama. Who can teach them? If you don't have someone teach them, how you want to take them to lead them? Subhanallah. So, al-muhim, this is the benefit of ماذا العلم. The knowledge. Al-imam Khatib al-Baghdadi يقول إذا لم يجمع الباب لم يفهم. أو ما معناه إمام خطيب البغدادي says if the chapter or the issue relating to the chapter is not gathered, all of it, يعني it will not be understood. So if you just take one narration And you don't look the other narrations, and you don't understand it collectively in the same page. Rather, you take one and the other one is another page, you can't understand it. So in this, يعني, the benefit is not to be deceived with those who use some of the verses or some of the sound speech, but they misplace it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.